Hey, everybody, it's Tommy Canale. A little bit different intro than my Before the Lights podcast. That's because this is dedicated to the Mob Summit. I'm here along with my good friend Larry Henry. He's a veteran news reporter with gambling.com and actually the brains behind the Mob Summit. Larry, and this is going to be a fun podcast and a fantastic time. I can't wait to get to June 1st.
I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have a good time, Tommy, with everybody getting together on June 1st.
Let's back it up. It was established in 2018. When did this idea for you come from, and how did you come up with, let's get people together and form a summit?
You know what happened? It was sort of an informal thing, and it happened a while back. I started this Facebook group called Las Vegas Mafia History. Expected 200-300 people to join, and it just exploded, man. It was the interest in the mob history in Las Vegas. There's a group of people who were around in the 70s and 80s and a little beyond that, you, Tommy, a lot of other friends of ours who were there then and knew the history. Fast forward to the current era, and there's a whole new generation of people who want to know about mob history in Las Vegas. The Mob Museum started in 2012, really revitalized a lot of that interest. But then what happened in 1989, the Mirage comes in. Began this mega resort era. A lot of the old mobbed up joints in Las Vegas were imploded. The Riviera, the Stardust, the Sands, the Hacienda. A lot of the new generation of people new to Las Vegas never had been in those places, never knew what they were like, but are extremely curious. So a friend of mine, Judy Klein, and I began bouncing the idea around on this Facebook group, which again, I thought would only get a couple hundred people. Private group to keep sort of the crypto hucksters and people like that out of it. But it's now up over 34,000 people. It has filmmakers, authors, journalists, former mobsters, law enforcement people, and it's created a community of people, as you know, Tommy, extremely interested in the mob history in Las Vegas. So we began talking about it, and it really started percolating in this Facebook group. I wanted to do sort of an informal thing just to see if we could build this community in person, because we were communicating on this Facebook group and on other social media sites. So we were all sort of building a community of like-minded people online. I thought, let's do it in person. Let's get everybody together in Las Vegas. So we set it up at the plaza downtown, had a room, had a couple of days, had speaker panels, had a great group of people who showed up to speak and did some Q&A stuff. Went to the Mob Museum, had a session one day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we did it. Had a session at the Mob Museum. Richard Bryan, former governor, former U.S. senator, really instrumental during the mob era, gave a great talk. So that's what happened. Then the following year, we did one. There was so much interest in it and so much enthusiasm in building it. My friend Tom Hawley, who has since died with Channel 3 in Las Vegas, did a story about it. And there was so much interest in moving it beyond just this one get-together. We were just going to do a get-together in Las Vegas just to pull a small group of people together, that we did it again the next year in Hot Springs, Arkansas, which is a big mobbed-up area back in the day. Illegal casinos, but all the mobsters of that era from the 40s until it was, Hot Springs was busted up in the 1960s, went to Hot Springs. So we did it the following year in Hot Springs. Now, COVID hit after that, so it put a stop to it. But, you know, as you and I have talked, Tommy, Jeff Schumacher, Gary Jenkins, and a bunch of us have been tossing it around. Let's get it revived. Let's get everybody back together again, because we've built a community of people who are really interested in what's going on, especially in Las Vegas, New York, places like that with the mob. So that's kind of the genesis of it. 2018 at the Plaza, slowed down because of COVID. Now it's time to kick it back up.
And before we give you info on the 2024 Mob Summit, if you're not a member of either one of these two Facebook groups, I'll put links to them. You can just send Larry a request. And as long as you're not into Bitcoin or some kind of spam thing, he'll probably approve you to be members of this group. And it's a great community to get involved. And there's a lot of great posts on there. And there's several posts per day on both of these groups. Larry, the previous summits that you had, tell our listeners, like, some of the people that were there. I know Frank Collada was there. Pamela Payton was there. Like, who else was there besides Richard Bryan?
Well, yeah, Richard Bryan came and did a special session himself, which, by the way, was fascinating because of the history he he was a big part of in Nevada. Yeah, you mentioned some of the key players. Ron Fino was there. Jeff Schumacher interviewed Frank Collada, one of the hole in the wall gang key participants. And, one of the ones, and I'm going to forget people and I apologize. J. Michael Niota came over, great grandson of Jack Dragna. He was in a Casey McBride from Portland, had a great group of people on panels. We did some Q&A panels. I think I mentioned Gary Jenkins, who was an intelligence detective in Kansas City, instrumental in breaking up the pipeline between Kansas City and Las Vegas, the skimming pipeline, mentioned in Nicholas Pileggi's book, Casino, by the way. So we had a great group of people. Again, I'm going to forget people. I apologize for that. But one of the ones, too, that really stood out to me, he gave a presentation and also was on a panel. We had a table set up where people signed books and all that, and he was popular in that regard, too. It was Bill Friedman. Bill is a former casino executive in Las Vegas, who, as you know, Tommy, ran the Castaways, the Silver. I think he was the only one, the Silver Slipper. I think he was the only, could be wrong about this. I think he's the only CEO until the modern era who ran two Las Vegas resorts on the Strip at the same time. So Bill was there. Now, Bill has since become, I think he's up in Peru. Fascinating person, absolutely fascinating. He has written a couple of books, including one, 30 Illegal Years to the Strip, about how the mob evolved in Las Vegas. A lot of books, a lot of great books about the mob's involvement in Las Vegas. But Bill is one of those who lived it. He was there. His research on it is fascinating. So Bill was there, and Bill gave a talk. And you mentioned Pam Payton, who is a friend of ours. And Pamela, was a host of Frank Rosenthal's very controversial variety shows that he did on television. So yeah, it was a great group that we did talks, we did panels. And it really was, as I say, Tommy, it was really better than I expected because of the interest that had really begun to surface about what the mob was all about. Again, I kind of date it back to after the Mirage in 89 and the implosions with the longtime mob casinos. Then when the Mob Museum came in 2012, back it up a little bit, the movie Casino in 95 and Nick Pileggi's book and all those things began to build this cascading interest in the mob that we just thought, let's pull everybody together from those worlds who has an interest in it and see if we can build a community around that interest. And that was what we did.
And here we go, people. Get ready. 2024, we're kicking this thing back off. June 1st, Saturday, June 1st, 5 to 9 at Dom DeMarco's Pizzeria and Wine Bar located at 9785 West Charleston Boulevard. It's 1 mile from the Red Rock Casino, if you're familiar with that in Las Vegas in the Summerlin area. And I'm going to tell you about this place, Dom DeMarco's. It is the hot spot in town right now. David Portnoy, who does One Bite Pizza Reviews, was just there, gave it a 7.9. It was the highest in Vegas. There's been people out the door waiting to get in right now. The inside is a spectacular place. If you like pizza, pasta, beer, wine, wings, tenders, this is the place to be at. And the outside has a patio that we're going to be holding the Mob Summit at. It has two levels to the patio. The main level is enclosed. It is climate controlled. It will be climate controlled. That's where the speakers will be. The doors will open at 5 o'clock, and from 5 to 6, we allow people to come in that have a ticket. We will have people there to sign books that they have written. You can buy books. You can mingle around with some mob experts that are going to be there. And some people that I know that have at least confirmed to me they're going to be signing books are Gino Minari, and he's got a book about the Las Vegas Dunes and the way it was mobbed up. Gary Jenkins will be here, and he'll be signing his book about Las Vegas and the Las Vegas skim. Nick Christophers from New York is going to fly in, and he's going to be signing books. Alan Geik, who lives here in Las Vegas, has a book, Uncle Charlie Killed Dutch Schultz. He's going to be here signing books. And Nick Parisi, who I just did a show with him on his great-grandfather, I believe it was, in a bootlegging scam. And he's writing a new book on the Springfield, Massachusetts mob. And also, he's working on a project with a guy that is got immunity in Anthony Arilotta So he's got a lot of things coming. He'll be here to sign books. So you can sign all these books and mingle with people like myself and Larry and Jeff Schumacher will be here. I've talked to Pam Payton. She is committed to being here. She'll be mingling around. So from 5 to 6, Larry, instead of having a social mob club, we're going to have a social hour and just let everybody just kind of mingle around.
Well, I love it. And Matt, that lineup, and that's exactly what we're talking about, Tom. And let's rebuild a community and go forward to even future years and doing more of a continuation of this. You know, it reminded me too when we were talking about the revived interest in the mob, especially in Las Vegas and with the people that are coming to this event and others. Think back to a couple of years, Tommy, and you and I were in the middle of this, right at the height of COVID, by the way. CrimeCon comes to Las Vegas. You and I were invited to come to speak at the Mob Museum and wrote the intro to their book that they handed out to all the guests. And that also reminded me, by the way, how much now CrimeCon was in Las Vegas for its event, and it was beyond just the mob. It was, as you know, CrimeCon's really addresses true crime and those sort of things. But still, because it was in Las Vegas, it just I think he had 8,000 or so visitors to this, attendees to this. That just really shows the true crime too, but it just really shows how much interest there is in the topic. And you and I were right in the middle of that. And that was a couple of years ago when the country was sort of in the grips of a pandemic and still an enormous turnout. So the interest in all of this, I think, is really heightened. And it's going to be really, really nice. All the things you just talked about, the people who are coming and more, to pull our community back together. To me and to you, it's all about pulling this community together and you know, rebuilding and reminding. There's a lot of misinformation out, online and so forth, but just rebuilding and reminding people what that history was all about is a good chance to pull everybody together to do that.
The people I mentioned, there'll be more because we're still talking about getting other people committed. And I'll give you a tentative schedule what we're at right now. As I said, the doors will open at 5. We'll have this social hour from 5 to 6, and then we're going to transition into our preliminary panel before dinner, and that we're still working on. There's 2 or 3 different variations on how this panel could be, so I don't want to commit or even give you names and say, hey, this is going to be on this preliminary panel until we know for a fact that who's going to be on this, but there's going to be some good names on this preliminary panel that will go around 6:15 to 7 o'clock. From 6:30 to 7:30, 7:45, which might be the star of the entire thing, is going to be a pizza, pasta, garlic knots, Caesar salad buffet from Dom DeMarco's that'll be available. And then after dinner, which we do have committed, our main speaker will be Sal Polisi. He's going to come on from 7:30 to 8:30 and talk. And Sal and I have had some conversations. I'm not sure which avenue he's going to talk, but whatever one he does, he's got stories, everything from John Gotti to Goodfellas to the Lithuania heist to all kinds of things. Sal, I mean, he's got stories, and he's going to be our main speaker. So at least for me, I don't know about you, Larry, but I'm excited to have somebody of Sal's caliber as our main event.
Yeah, huge. You know, he was just on that Gotti series, tied in, got Sinatra, you know, the Sinatra Club that he's written. Sal's a huge, I'm fascinated by his story, by what he's going to say at the event. And listen, man, just getting together and eating pizza and drinking a few adult beverages with friends and people in this community is really exciting, Tommy. I'm really looking forward to it. Look, it's worth the prices to get the pizza and beer. What can you say? It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about it. It's really great to pull everybody back together again.
And then after 8:30, when Sal's done, before we get done, we're going to have a couple items on a live auction that we'll do then, but we'll have silent auction items out all day for you to bid on. And I can tell you some of them. We will have memorabilia from the Tropicana Hotel, which will be closed down by the time of the summit. We have Tropicana memorabilia that you can bid on. We have a friend of the show by the name of Kelly Burgeon who makes beautiful woodworking signs. I have quite a few behind me that he has done. And he has talked to me about donating a sign. I don't want to say which one, but I'm telling you, you're going to be shocked when you see this sign. Bob Delaney, who is an undercover with the New Jersey State Troopers, has sent me a signed book, his book Covert, and a signed copy of his Senate testimony when he was interviewed about being undercover. I've read it. It's fantastic. We have a portrait coming, a handmade portrait that's going to be done by Brett Giuliano. And then what I know Larry's all excited about, Larry's bringing in an empty suitcase, people. So you might want to bring one yourself. We're going to have a bundle of signed books by authors all over the place. I mean, Bob Delaney has signed a book. Giovanni Rocco has signed a book. Peter Bronson, who wrote a book on the forbidden fruit of the Cleveland Syndicate, is sending me a book, plus his follow-up. We have books signed. Gino Minari is going to sign a book. Gary will probably sign a book. We're going to have 7 or 8 books in a bundle for you to bid on with the auction. And the reason that we're doing the auction is because we want to raise some capital, because our goal is to get everybody involved this year together. And I'm going to go over tickets in a minute. But next year, we're looking multi-day, a bigger venue, and a bigger event. And to do that, we got to raise some money. And this is one way for us to raise some money and be able to go, hey, mark your calendars. We'll give you the dates, proximate dates when we get to June. But we want to blow this thing up for 2025. And that's the goal, right, Larry?
Yeah. In fact, we've already talked about, I don't want to get too deeply into it because you don't want to, you know, sort of, let's get the, this year, next year, we're already talking about some guests that will help carry this into a bigger sphere, as you say, Tommy. But, you know, listen, man, as a collector of signed first editions, I'm bringing a suitcase. I'm coming to the event with a suitcase, stuffed with cash, and I'm leaving with it stuffed with books. So I'm going to be a top bidder for at least the books, if not all the Trop memorabilia. I've seen some of the Trop memorabilia that you've already gotten. Tommy goes in one day to the Trop, cleans the place out the other day. So there's nothing left in the Trop except what Tommy's going to have at Don DeMarco's on June the 1st. So I'm bringing money to bid on that myself.
In the years past, people took suitcases of money out of Vegas. Larry's bringing one in to leave with books.
Well, listen, when the Oakland A's, who have the longest odds, by the way, in to win the World Series this year, when the Oakland A's are playing in 2028, where the Trop used to be, the Trop memorabilia alone is going to be worth that suitcase in cash. Yeah, but you've got a great lineup, great items available. As you say, Tommy, this is so we can build toward even bigger years in the future.
There's different ticket levels, people, and I'll go over them with you. I'm going to put a link to the Eventbrite site where you can purchase tickets directly. There's 3 levels. The first one is what we call the lower level. I said that the patio has 2 levels. The lower level is not climate controlled. It is uncovered. It'll be out in the elements. It does have lights. It's a beautiful area. You will not be able to see the speakers as they will be inside the covered patio area, but we will have a big screen TV and a sound system out there so you can see and hear what's going on. Those tickets are $70. There is only a handful of, I shouldn't say handful, there's 50 of them. And when they're gone, they're gone. This is a limited number of tickets, people. We can't go above the number of seats that we have because of the area that we have. If you want to get into the upper patio to be where all the speakers are and be in the climate controlled area and see everything, those tickets are $85, and there's only, I can't remember, Larry, 25 to 35 of those tickets available, because there's 10, well, less than 10, because people have been purchasing the VIP tickets. Those are 100, and that gets you in the door at 4:30, an extra half hour before everybody else to go buy books, take pictures, and mingle around. You get an extra 30 minutes. You get front row seating to where the speakers are. And as I said, the star of the show is the buffet, and the VIP people get to go to the buffet first and get their food. Plus, we're going to give you a discount for 2025. Like I said, there's less than 10 of these VIP tickets available. They're only $100. So between 70 and 100, you're going to hang out for 4 hours with a bunch of mob enthusiasts, mob experts, and get some great food, great people, great time. And you're going to wake up the next day going, man, I wish we'd do it all over again. It's going to be, I'm so excited to get this thing going and get this thing done. You better buy your tickets because you got to get there. Don't be sitting there going, oh, I wish I would have went. You got to come.
Well, and you will be able to eat your money's worth off of the buffet. So yeah, it's going to be a fantastic time, Tommy. And the stories, the things we're going to learn from people who lived it. Really excited about pulling everybody together back again, especially in Las Vegas. And it's just really exciting, Tommy. I'm really looking forward to it.
I am as well. And this all goes back to the brainchild that you had in 2018 with you and Judy Klein that got this thing going. And now it's time to put the pedal to the metal, so to speak, get everybody back together in an intimate environment. And then from this point forward, we just want to continue to grow the Mob Summit.
Yeah. Excited about it, Tommy. Looking forward to it.
Larry, there's nothing else to say except buy tickets and we'll see you June 1st at Dom DeMarco's Pizzeria and Wine Bar.